In the latest in Controris' series of podcasts produced as part of our Risk Map Political Security and Integrity Risk Forecast, Rebecca Scozzato, Senior Manager of our Crisis Resilience Practice, discusses trends in business continuity planning.
Over the past 3 years, we've seen a huge number of crises, really unprecedented in nature, both man-made and natural, from the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill to the earthquake in Japan, the Thailand flooding, Arab Spring, and most recently in the U.S. in the past few weeks with the devastating impacts of Hurricane Sandy. We have seen a trend of organizations really having to increase their crisis management planning and preparedness programs. And we've seen that not just in the strategic crisis management, but also in business continuity planning. In the past, these planning programs have really been reactive and only been done in response to an actual event that's occurred. No longer can that happen. Organizations are really forced now to think through these things in advance so that they will be prepared. In today's world, organizations are expected to have crisis management and business continuity plans in place. We've done research that shows that publicly traded companies, specifically the top 100 publicly traded companies, have increased their reporting in their annual reports on business continuity and crisis preparedness efforts. And that's increased 25% over the past 3 years. In 2013, we expect that this trend will increase and organizations will be reporting more and more about their crisis preparedness efforts. We see that organizations' partners, before they're entering into contracts with organizations for supplies and services, are requesting business continuity and crisis management plans. They want to see not only that these plans are in place, but that they're actually in practice. Controris sees that in 2013, a key risk that organizations really need to look at is the risk of information loss or cybersecurity breach. Every organization has information, and organizations oftentimes that have robust crisis preparedness haven't prepared themselves specifically for an information loss scenario. And it's critically important because the response is nuanced and different from a traditional crisis response. That planning needs to happen at two different levels. A contingency plan for information loss needs to be developed at the strategic level by the company's executive crisis team. And that plan needs to tie in relevant stakeholders, the IT department, partners, and other third parties that would be involved to also reduce the reputational risk that's so critical and tied in with an information loss. At the same time, a very tactical plan needs to be developed for the organization's IT department in terms of how they would respond to a loss of information. These two plans need to be developed not in siloed, but together to ensure that they're aligned. Finally, training and exercise needs to occur on these plans to ensure that they're validated and that both organizations understand their roles and responsibilities when it comes to a response. For 2013, organizations need to not only develop the plans, but to train and exercise on them. And this training and exercise needs to be done together.
Thank you for listening. You can find more of our 2013 Risk Map podcasts on the Controris iTunes channel. Additionally, the Risk Map report and World Map for 2013 are available to download from the Controris website at www.controlrisks.com. This podcast was recorded in December 2012.